It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath. And then lets up, only to do it over and over. Sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing, which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing, or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Kipnis trying to keep the Cubs alive. Two down, last of the ninth inning. 2-0 Miami. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and the ball game is over, and the Cubs' season comes to an end. The Miami Marlins start to celebrate as they will advance to the National League Division Series, and the Cubs' season for 2020 is now in the history books.
This season in general is unique if you look around the league, and we just never really got going. You know, I never thought we really hit our stride offensively. We had some spurts there for a moment. These guys will go into the offseason and work and try to be better going into next year. But just felt like we could never really get going this year.
Our offense broke.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. You heard a lot there. You heard the great Pat Hughes and the end of the game and the Jason Kipnis experiment. Is that over? And then you heard, obviously, from David Ross and an old clip from Theo. And Theo is presumably going to speak today. I don't know if that is locked in stone, but the thinking is that we will hear from Theo Epstein, and he's meeting with Tom Ricketts, we know, later in the week. What's going to happen?
Is he unemployed now?
What happens to the Cubs?
Yeah. Well, it's a good question. The Cubs offense is still broken. The question now becomes, how do they fix it? And I think more importantly, looking forward, who is the person who's going to be in charge of fixing it? I think when you talk about the highest levels, and there was a credible report, NBC Sports Chicago, that Theo and Ricketts were going to meet this week. I think that's not unexpected. That typically happens at the end of the season. But obviously, you got a lot of attention. So you talk to people, and I spoke to a lot of people, a few people around the team, Mully. And I think, you know, Theo has been pretty open about when he came 10 years, and it's going to be next year is his 10th. He came here in 2011. His contract runs through 2021. So I do know this. Tom Ricketts understands that Theo Epstein has aspirations to do something else after 2021 at the latest. We do know that the way this season ended may or may not have accelerated those plans, but I think that's probably premature to say that. That's probably part of what they're going to discuss, the meeting that's always been planned. The Cubs would be willing to offer Theo Epstein a contract extension. They're not sure. Actually, they are pretty sure that he won't accept it, that it is the 10 years. And he meant that when he said it. He said it for a reason. And so even if they're willing to keep him, he doesn't really want to stay. Now it becomes, when does he leave? He's privately, I think, referenced a lot of times moving on, the end of his tenure nearing. Jed Hoyer is probably going to be the likely successor. I don't know when that will be announced. I don't know if it will be announced, but I think that is what we're looking at here. That's what the Cubs expect to happen. And so no one should be surprised that it becomes a matter of when, not necessarily if. And it will be a sad day for the Cubs when Theo Epstein leaves town, but I think we're getting closer to that day.
Well, I think that when you hear about him meeting with Tom Ricketts, it isn't just the usual sort of kind of normal course of action. There's almost an anxiety connected to that, a disquietude, an uneasiness, if you will, when you're hearing that sort of thing, for the reasons you mentioned, that you don't know what's going to happen this week. You don't know what's going to come of it. You don't know if we're going to find out that there's a plan of secession. We don't know if he's leaving. Nobody seems to have any great understanding of what's in Theo's mind. And I think that more than anything else is what gives you that anxiety, because look at this thing, right? There are some really important decisions to be made. I know Javi Baez has come out and talked about wanting to be with the Cubs, you know, Cub for life, Anthony Rizzo. I know that we've heard, well, I'm not trying to be a wise guy, I'm just saying. But isn't that what Javi basically said? He echoed it.
Yeah, he did. You know, I think people are being really sensitive and respectful of Theo Epstein's space. It's always been very clear that he is his own guy, and he has earned the right to, you know, make the decision on his terms and any announcement that he has to make in on his time and his watch. But you're exactly right. The future of the Cubs kind of hangs in the balance over the next several months. It's going to be a fascinating offseason because of what you described. You know, Javi wanting to stay here for life. You got him and Chris Bryant at the end of their contracts in 2021. Anthony Rizzo with a big option. The team, you know, doesn't necessarily, his future is a little bit more in doubt. But Mully, the big thing hanging over this entire story is the future of baseball economically, and how the Ricketts family and Tom Ricketts respond to that. And I think that, as much as anything, could be what we're looking at in terms of some real dramatic changes with the Cubs if the model is very different than what we're used to seeing with a team that's not afraid to go, you know, close to the luxury tax and over and spend the way they have spent. I think those days for the Cubs and every other big spender might be past.
Well, maybe that's the conversation that Theo needs to have before he makes a decision on what he's doing. I think he probably knows. I think there are certainly indicators that is the case, David, that the payroll's going down and you got all these contracts up. We'll come up with another plan. And I would imagine that given the number of guys that are coming to a conclusion here, one way or another, whether it be extension or departure, I think that
you've got to look at their trade value at the, in the moment. And it would not surprise me if they ended up going into next year almost intact. And then you try to make moves in season. Because I don't know what you're getting for these guys right now, right? Expiring contracts are going to affect how much value they have, coupled with the play. I mean, you can't, you know, now the back of the baseball cards has some nasty numbers on it, right? And I think that we can all afford people a break over everything that's happened during the course of this season. But when Theo came here, he talked about free agency and about paying guys for what the projection is in the future, not what they've done in the past. And I think that is going to be an industry-wide initiative. And I think people, there's not going to be the same amount of money that, that has been thrown around. And I think that people are going to be more suspect in some of these players, given the performance of this season.
Great point. It's something worth remembering. And it's also something worth pointing out is that I need to add this. You know, if Theo decides that he wants to move on from the Cubs, and it's sooner rather than later, and whatever happened this season accelerated that process, you know, the Cubs are, the way I understand it, not going to stand in his way. And provided it's not to go off and run another baseball team, if you know what I mean. I mean, they're not going to let him go to, hypothetically speaking, the Angels or the Phillies or another team that can get in the Cubs' way of getting to the World Series. But I don't believe, the way I understand it, as it was described to me, is that they wouldn't stand in his way if he wanted to do something outside of baseball or something in the game that doesn't put him in a competitive situation with the Cubs themselves. So that, as we know, opens up a lot of possibilities for a guy who has a wide array of interests and could do pretty much anything he wanted to do if he set his mind to it.
What about the White Sox? How do they fit into this? Obviously, they're not going to have any meetings with the hierarchy in terms of, I wouldn't expect that there, that anybody would actually be in trouble over anything that happened this year. In fact, I think they'll probably take everything that happened as sort of a positive. And
right.
But I do wonder about their spending and about how they go about it.
I think when you started talking about spending, obviously it was in the context of the Cubs and Theo and the Ricketts, but I thought White Sox, because for them to take that next step, as we've discussed, Mully, it's almost, you know, you look at the free agent class and you talk about the need for a pitcher and you put two and two together. And I do wonder, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf was quoted during the season talking about the losses that they'll, you know, suffer. Are they willing to pivot now in, with this uncertain baseball economic model and spend what is necessary to get the free agent they need to put them over the top? That, to me, is the question that looms the biggest, as the biggest. Because personnel-wise, this is a, there's a lot to get excited about if you're a White Sox fan. But will they spend to get the veteran pitcher they need to put them over the top?
All right, it's Victory Monday. It's Victory Monday because we're still winners regardless of what the Bears do, okay? You're not dragging us down. We're all winners, everyone here. We're winners, David. And,
I know.
We'll,
I love you, man.
We don't have turds on this team.
No turds.
But we do have Dan Bernstein on our team, and we'll talk to him next.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a Ready Next text when you're next. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
Choose the industry champions at Lakeshore Recycling Systems for all of your waste recycling, dumpster, and porta potty needs, whether for your home or business. Request a quote from a team dedicated to the customer experience at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Are you ready to rev up your career plans? That is. What's up? It's Gabe from the morning show on B96. Well, if you are, then you got to check out the auto technology program at Lincoln Tech in Melrose Park. I mean, in this program, you're going to train on real cars and real auto bays and master the skills you need to get paid. Plus, their special Audi education partnership gives you the opportunity to build enhanced skills specific to Audi's technology. Classes start October 22nd. They even have evening classes if that's what you need, but you can check it out all right now at LincolnTech.edu.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate.
You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games. With up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet. The best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean. Here we are at the Beat Kitchen. We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues.
venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit GooseIsland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago.